The overcrowding is a result of two things: the seasonal impact combined with the fact that we've lost inpatient beds, and we've had to work out of a much smaller emergency department without the availability of this 11-bedded medical assessment unit. What this facility will do is it'll bring the assessment unit back on stream. It'll bring the emergency department. It will virtually eliminate the massive overcrowding, but the delay in getting patients admitted, it won't immediately impact. What we're now looking to do is convert the area that will be where we currently house the interim department into additional beds to make up for the beds that we've lost. That's for what will close the circle on it.
You have enough staff then, because invariably the staff issue is blamed. You're saying it's not a staffing issue and you don't need more staff.
And not saying we don't need more staff. We will need more staff as we open extra facilities. But the congestion that we saw was a reflection of the lack of space and the spatial problems that we had. We had the right level of staff for the space that we had. We didn't have the right level of space for the number of patients that we had. This increases our space. Obviously, as I said, our objective would be to also increase the extra beds. The extra beds, if we put them into the area that we'll be vacating down at the front of the hospital, will require additional staff. And we're already in the process of getting approval for those additional staff.